Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia baseball coach Chad Thal, who is filling in today for head coach Mike Rogers, who is under the weather. And it's been a busy day for the Panthers. They had a, I guess you'd call it a doubleheader sort of here in Harrisburg, where they faced off against Tolton and Harrisburg. How'd it go, sir?
Tolton got the best of us. I thought Matt Robinson threw the ball pretty well. It's early in the season, so we're keeping pitch counts down. They had a really good pitcher, so we struggled with that. But it's early in the season, like I said, so we're getting better all the time.
So you lost to Tolton, but you came back and took care of business with Harrisburg.
Yeah, beat Harrisburg. I think it was 14-9.
Yes, sir, it was.
The guy, again, we had Anthony Ford start the game. He threw well. We had Elliot McCoy finish the game. Ethan Ross, a freshman, came in and threw the ball well. We all strung a lot of hits together. We ran the bases well. We played defense well. We kind of put together a complete game. Gives you something to get rolling on later.
Sir, coaches with your level of experience are fond of saying at times that pitchers have to trust the defense. Was there some of that coming into play in the last part of the Harrisburg game?
Our guys, it's hard to throw strikes when you don't trust your defense, but you can't win if you don't trust your defense. So the guys were, trying to throw strikes, and like I said, it's early, it's hard to throw strikes early, but they did a fantastic job of battling and figuring it out in the end.
Coach, I don't recognize all your players yet. I saw Micah Danielson working hard to make some diving catches in the outfield. Who else was doing the heavy lifting for you in the outfield, sir?
Center field was Elliot McCoy most of the day, and he does a great job out there. And Michael Marcellus played left field, and he did a great job out there as well. With this wind, you never know what's going to happen.
Gosh.
And he did a fantastic job out there playing the wind.
And, sir, remember, you're talking to the village idiot of sports writing here, but it looked like Tucker Pollock was carrying the load for you for both games at catcher. Is that correct?
He's really becoming a leader back there, and he's leading by example, by blocking everything, trying to keep guys, in the game, knowing what the situations are, trying to make his pitchers throw strikes to him and trust what they're doing. So, yeah, Tucker had a great day today.
Yes, he did. And who are you? Are you hosting somebody Monday or is it Tuesday?
We have South Callaway Monday, Bowling Green Tuesday, Fayette Friday, Cavalry Lutheran, and Brookfield Saturday, all at home. 5 games in a week, and they're all at home.
Well, that's better than good luck on the road. Good luck at home, sir. Thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live.
Thanks, James.